Welcome to Burrito Quest, week 47, Pollo Loco. Ben, what does a Pollo Loco have in it?
Well, first of all, it's got pollo.
Yes.
Chicken.
Two of them.
Two chicken,
from what I understand.
Provolone, and also regular cheese, pico de gallo, and barbecue sauce.
Now explain, for all those listeners that don't live in New Mexico, pollo from polo. Explain it.
That's polo funny. Is a game played from horseback.
Yeah.
Whereas pollo is what we're eating.
Chicken, in Spanish.
Show what you know.
This burrito is extremely spicy, but it is not as good as I was thinking it was going to be.
This is the best barbecue burrito I've had. Mainly because the spice, and for some reason the provolone actually molds really good with the barbecue sauce.
It's the tangiest burrito we've had, but the pico and the barbecue sauce are not doing the amazing thing I thought they would. Didn't we have like the medicine man or the medic that was barbecue?
That one sucked.
What do you mean, the last one?
Yeah, remember that was pretty good?
Yeah, I liked it. Actually, this one is not doing too shabby for the barbecue.
Isn't that bad? The barbecue is mostly just adding to the spice, but it's not really flavorful.
The medic.
Medic, that's right. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it's adding a little vinegar into the mix. That's about it.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
But yeah, I mean, this one holds up with the spice. I'm getting a lot of it.
If you want a hot burrito, like a spicy burrito, that's pretty good. There's a dude in line with us. Who ordered them based on this recommendation.
There's a shitload of jalapenos.
Yeah,
there's pico. That's why it's so spicy.
Look, dude. There it is.
There's a lot of jalapenos in there grilled. But no, there was a dude in line who was like looking at all the burritos cooking. He's like, is that the jumbo tortilla? What are those there? I want one of those. Get me one of those.
Tom, you're not on a quest!
And we said it's got barbecue. And he's like,
I won't buy you any
really? Barbecue sauce?
Yeah, he was all...
Spicier the better.
He was enthusiastic. We almost asked him what he was doing tonight.
I know.
You want to come over?
Want to play some Dungeons and Dragons?
He might have wanted to play some Dungeons and Dragons.
He looked like he had children to get back to.
Yeah.
He looked like a dad.
Actually, I thought he might have been a tourist.
Well, meet that dad.
I think he's a tourist. Looking for something as spicy as he could get. And this is actually...
Yeah, because he did say barbecue sauce was spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Which
isn't.
If he's around here, yeah, so.
We should have recommended the Kid Dynamite to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with this pico maybe especially?
An afterburner.
He'd already ordered this, though. Pollo Loco. It's not bad.
I'm liking this.
I'm not sure about the provolone.
Nah.
I keep looking inside and I keep seeing like these little funny colored chunks that I think are supposed to be bacon, but they're just like the burnt parts of the chicken. So I keep wanting them to be bacon in it.
It could be little pieces of tomato. Or just dark. So was that your funny experience?
Yeah.
The dude?
The dude who was embarking on the same quest we are, more or less.
Let's call him Ted.
For tonight, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Just for one night.
Papa Ted.
A brutalista.
You step foot on the quest without knowing it. It's like having a dream.
He's going to look down, and there'll only be one set of footprints.
Well.
You know what this needs? Is
potato. No, Pollo Loco was with me the whole time.
It was...
And me.
Yeah. Or I think this needs potato.
I disagree.
It needs something to... Either that or instead of chicken, maybe it needs steak. Is there something wrong with this?
Oh, I
can't figure out what it is.
I'm going to throw it out here. You can take it. You can throw it back.
Mm-hmm.
No barbecue sauce, milanesa.
That'd be okay. I love what the barbecue sauce and the pico de gallo are doing together. You know what I'm saying?
The pico de gallo is just whipping my ass.
Yeah, I got some...
Fag.
I got some burnt lips going on from the pico de gallo. And I think that's why I love pico de gallo in their burritos. It's the spiciest thing they have.
Yeah, but not all the time. Well, okay. It might be the spiciest thing you have, but it's not always that spicy. We've had pico burritos like, wow, there's nothing going on here.
So what about the provolone, though?
Adds a little creaminess.
I like it.
I think it makes
the barbecue sauce good.
Maybe instead of the provolone, actually you can't have milanesa and barbecue sauce, can you? That'd be gross.
No.
I hope there's none of those burritos in
there. I just think it needs something starchy, like, but not rice, not beans. And that leaves potato.
Why not rice?
Mas loco?
Put corn in it.
So?
Corn?
It's not like it's an equal parts corn and rice.
Yeah, that'd be pretty gross.
I don't know. So what's something in these burritos that, I mean, they don't offer, but you guys would love to see?
Grits, we already mentioned.
Oh, we did, didn't we? Yeah, we did.
Grits be pretty good.
What about you, Ben?
I don't know.
That's rough. I don't know either.
Spaghetti?
Mm-mm. Spaghetti! Pizza!
I mean, they offer kind of a lot of everything. They even have a shrimp burrito.
Yeah, we're going to have to eat that. What's going to happen if we go in these all? We do, we don't have any shrimp. Oh, this shrimp is really bad.
Well, that's quest.
I don't mean, like, it tastes bad. Like, it's slimy and will probably kill you bad.
That's... Ebola is the curse of...
Well, then we call...
We become martyrs.
Government.
We knew it was coming.
We never made it past the shrimp fajita burrito. Well, I see that I'm finishing first today, and that's not been happening lately.
I like this. I'm actually trying to just savor it.
Kind of just suck on it a little bit.
I'm just eating it.
I like hot things, and I like pouring the salsa on it to exacerbate the heat.
When I put the salsa cup on it, I didn't like it as much. It was good, but it just kind of made it kind of gritty. But not with grits. Like, just kind of grainy, maybe, is what it kind of did. I don't know what's going on with this burrito.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I'd order it again. It was a unique burrito, in a good way.
Yeah, like, surprising.
Yep.
Just like the last barbecue burrito. It's wrecking my whole world here.
I remember you guys are hating on barbecue, and you're wrong.
I don't know what to think. No, those other barbecue burritos we had sucked. The Buddha?
You can't judge all barbecue based on one encounter.
Oh, I did. It was two encounters. I had 2 points... We go off. I was waiting for the third.
This is the only one that's good for me. So
remember, we had the one that tasted like sweet and sour because it had the barbecue sauce in it.
Yeah,
fucking bullshit.
Did it have veggies in it too, or something stupid?
I think so.
Yeah,
I mean, sesame chicken would be really good. Yeah,
burrito.
Some general chows.
Egg rolls.
Yeah,
lo mein.
That'd be pretty good in the burrito. Yeah, that's true.
Teriyaki.
Is it still a burrito when it has teriyaki in it?
Does it got a tortilla around it?
Wow. Yeah, that, but they call it a wrap. I think there's some things that it becomes a wrap when there's certain ingredients.
What is the difference between a wrap and a burrito? So we don't have to go on gay-ass rap quest. Oh, shit, rap quest. Like,
I think there's certain ingredients, and once you add them to a burrito, it becomes a wrap. Like ranch.
Any kind of flavored mayonnaise.
If you have ranch in your burrito...
What about lettuce?
Yeah.
No, because you can have lettuce in a taco, and you could turn it into a burrito.
Well, and the thing is, at Mexican restaurants, they usually put lettuce on everything. Mm-hmm. So you can just get your burrito and go.
But what if they squirted some ranch in there?
Maybe, like,
there you go.
Scranch the ranch.
Maybe if the tortilla is something besides just a white tortilla.
I guess like tomato.
Wheat, spinach, tomato, basil.
Okay. Red,
yeah.
All right.
Maybe if it's lame.
It's important that we set this precedent here.
It actually is, because, I mean, it makes sure that we're clear that everything we've eaten so far is, in fact,
it's essentially saying, would you like a sandwich and have me wrap it in a tortilla? I would like that.
Like a
BLT? There you go, here's a wrap. I wrapped your sandwich up. Yeah, they have BLT wraps out of work. They have a chicken Philly cheesesteak wrap.
What?
It's true.
Blow my mind. So what if next week we go and they put a new burrito on there, but it's actually a wrap. Do we have to eat it?
Yeah, I'd say so. If it's on our list of burritos, even though we've categorized
it as a
wrap... But
the list of sandwiches on that same paper.
Oh, we don't hate sandwiches. Like, if they put a wrap on there and it's not under their burrito menu, we're not going to order that shit.
We'd shit on it.
Oh, yeah, guys. We would shit on it.
Climb up on the counter. I don't want no basil in my burrito.
Down. Put your ranch
pesto, right? You highbrow motherfucker.
You're some kind of pretentious asshole.
It'd be funny, because then we'd see Jenny there with her chives.
Today, Jenny is sage.
All right, so we need to rate this bullshit.
Okay.
We're running along, I think, anyway.
Okay. I'm going to rate it. I'll rate it the space shuttle. Do you know that they're not going to make that anymore?
I know that.
What?
Don't keep making this burrito, dude.
But they're not going to make the space shuttle, you know that, right?
It's obsolete.
So what are they going to make in this place?
Nothing.
They're some space plane.
They're not going to actually send people into space.
That is some fucking bullshit. Why is that a good rating?
It's a ways out, dude.
Because you remember the space shuttle, like, oh, the space shuttle's really cool. But then you have this moment of also sadness.
And silence, apparently.
That's what I'm rating it.
trying to hold back the tears.
It's how I feel about this burrito. That it's
that is stupid. I want to go to.
I want to go to space too, but the best I can do is eat this burrito.
Okay.
You're proud of yourself for that one, aren't you?
Look, I win. What do you got then, huh?
I'll rate this burrito Conan.
That's a good rating.
Ooh.
Because I like Conan. Conan's pretty
which Conan
badass.
Is it? Conan when he's the barbarian?
Robert E. Howard.
Or Conan, Conan. When he's a kid.
Nice.
Robert,
Tower of the
Robert
Elephant.
Robert E. Howard Conan.
Yeah,
not
what,
movies.
But what is his profession? At what point in Conan's career?
Dude, have you read Conan?
I don't know.
No, he's actually asking you a technical question.
Like I'm talking to an imbecile.
Conan the Barbarian or Conan King of Aquilonia?
I am talking about Conan. It doesn't matter which one.
Oh.
Because I like Conan, but when I read too many of those stories, I don't want to have Conan for a while.
Dan is about to Conan.
I need to
right
go
now.
Out somewhere else. Rage!
Handling, isn't it?
So, I like Conan, it's good, but man, it could be a little much if I have too much.
So not like Conan talk show host or anything like that.
Now you're just asking for a BBS.
I think you should rate this thing.
You should have blown that burp in your face.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, bitch. It's a Contemporary Loco.
I'm going to rate this shit's miniature horses.
Or like mini donkeys?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Because you can't ride them. I don't know what purpose they serve. Much like I don't know why you'd put barbecue in a fucking burrito. But
you can ride them.
You know what? Wow. They're cutie pies.
That's so cute.
Like and little small. Kids could ride them
yeah,
in midgets.
It's true.
Some jockeys could ride them.
Some jockeys are pretty close to being midgets.
Yeah? That's what I'm talking about.
I wanted a mini donkey for a while.
So what's the exception?
Like how? When? When did you put it on your Christmas list this year?
No,
because I didn't get.
Maybe
any
you
yet.
Should.
I should.
Mini donkey,
you know, mini donkey.
Top
backyard.
Of the list, man. Mini donkey.
Every time
your
I drive
dogs get herded around the yard, they're appropriate. They'd be appropriate, dude. They'd be like, "We're full size dogs. Look at this horse; it's so big."
Yeah, that's good. That really is appropriate to the burrito, I think. Mini donkey.
You say so.
It's got donkey meat in it. All right, so that's it for this week, burrito lovers.
Donkey meat, sweet.
That's a good name.
Donkey meat. Come back next week. We're going to eat the Rambler. It's another. Veggies and sour cream. Oh, adios.
Fuck.